proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. One of the most memorized verses of the Bible is John 3:16, but another verse is just as often and even easier to memorize, that being John 11:35, Jesus wept. Even though this is one of the shortest verses in the Bible, it carries a profound truth. This passage finds us in the village of Bethany, just on the eastern side of the Mount of Olives, just under 2 miles from Jerusalem. Today, Bethany is under the Palestinian Authority and is called in Arabic the name El Azariah, meaning the place of Lazarus, linking the place to the story found in the Bible. The tomb of Lazarus has been a special site to Christians through the years dating back to the 4th century. In the 16th century, the Franciscans built a church here, giving access to the tomb. Even today, one can walk the 27 uneven steps to the burial chamber. Stand now in wonder at this moment. Our mind's eye catches a glimpse of Jesus as he often passed through Bethany, staying at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. This humble town of Bethany became a haven for the King of Kings. Going back to the passage in John chapter 11, we read that Jesus' friend Lazarus had just passed away 4 days ago. Jesus and his disciples had just arrived at the closed tomb. When Mary and Martha saw Jesus, they said, "Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Seeing their sorrow, Jesus was troubled in spirit and wept. The tears of the Savior refer to the type of inward groaning and quiet tears. This did not go unnoticed by those around him. The tears of Jesus here reflected his great love for his friend Lazarus, as well as for the reality of death in a world affected by sin. Psalm 116 verse 15 reads, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." The tears of the Savior show that Jesus indeed cares for us. Yet Jesus challenged the belief of his friends. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Through his power, Jesus called Lazarus forth. Through his power, Jesus called Lazarus forth from the tomb. He was alive. Jesus performed these miracles so that others would believe in him, and at Bethany, many did. However, not all were pleased to hear this news. The Bible tells us that the religious leaders saw Jesus as a threat and sought to kill him. Caiaphas, the high priest, famously prophesied that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. With Passover approaching, the popularity of Jesus and Lazarus grew, so much that more people planned to come to Jerusalem to the feast just to see Lazarus. The Sanhedrin even sought to kill him. A few days later, Jesus would make his messianic presentation during the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Here he would weep once more, seeing the destructive future for Jerusalem. Yet, we see today that the tears of Jesus are preciously shed for mankind, for his own, and the lost. This compassion should be at the heart of every believer in Jesus. The tears of the Savior beautifully illustrate his humanity and deity. Jesus was truly a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. The first tears were undoubtedly shed after the fall by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The effects of Adam's sin brought forth death and tears of sorrow. However, Jesus tasted the bitter cup of sorrow and death for every man. God promised a glorious day, though, when sin will ultimately be defeated and God will wipe all tears from our eyes. 3 times Jesus wept, and 3 times in the Bible God promised to wipe away all tears. By recognizing the tears of the Savior, we see his compassion for his own and the comfort of his presence. With tears, a healing flood of mercy and grace flowed from the wounds of Jesus, bringing pardon, life, and salvation. You see, Jesus wept so that we may weep no more. Now we can experience precious blessings for today and tomorrow, all made possible by the tears of the Savior. We can depend on that. Now I want to thank you for tuning into this program today. I invite you to join us next time as we discuss further the tears of Jesus, and we'll stop next at the Mount of Olives. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.